Report: Hamas radicalizes children through anti-Semitic TV, summer camps. By Joel B. Polak on December 31, 2023. The UK Daily Mail has published a report on the radicalization of Palestinian children in Gaza through children's television programming and summer camps geared to teach them to hate Jews and to commit themselves to violence against Israel. The Daily Mail report attempted to explain the indoctrination that led Hamas terrorists to invade Israel on October 7 and commit atrocities on a massive scale, including murdering families, raping and mutilating women, and abducting children. It reported Sunday. For months, the Palestinian children of the Gaza Strip would tune in to watch an adult in a knockoff Mickey Mouse costume blame Jewish people for the misery and sins of the world. Far for the Mouse, a costumed character with an eerie, high-pitched voice who captured the attention of children, was broadcast on Al-Aqsa, the Hamas-run TV channel at the center of the terror group's propaganda operation. This summer, Hamas reopened its annual Shields of Jerusalem summer camps, designed to incubate young children with ideas of radicalism and armed struggle against the world at large. Breitbart News reported on the radicalism of children in Gaza through Palestinian television a decade ago. For years, reports have emerged of children's programming in the Palestinian territories, mostly on Hamas-run Al-Aqsa TV, whose shows often teach Palestinian children not just to hate Americans and Jews, but to kill them preferably through acts of martyrdom or suicide bombings. But more significantly, Al-Aqsa programming now reaches into Europe, thanks not only to satellite access, but to European mosques which serve as broadcasting centers. The result? It is hard to overlook how hatred imported from Beirut and Gaza resurfaces in the form of daily acts of anti-Semitism in schools and athletic clubs, on streets and in the subway, German magazine Der Spiegel reported as far back as 2008. Young children raised to be anti-Semitic are already using the phrase "you Jew" as a derogatory expression in kindergartens and on playgrounds. School children berate their teachers, calling them Jew dogs, for not offering Sharia-compatible instruction. And Jewish school children are attacked and feel compelled to switch to Berlin's Jewish high school and to hide the insignia of their Jewish faith, the yarmulke and the Star of David, when in public. Many freed Israeli hostages and survivors of the October 7 attack have expressed their shock and disgust at the involvement of Palestinian civilians in the terror, abduction, and captivity. The use of mass propaganda helps explain how that was possible. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the 2021 ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now updated with a new foreword. He is also the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.